It's that time again. It's time for the Jason Kirkman Show. And here he is, passing out handfuls of salted pistachio nuts and tipping his hat. That guy with the endless supply of smiles and toe-tapping tunes. Your friend and mine, Jason Kirkman. It's definitely that time again. Time for the Jason Kirkman Show.
Howdy, friends and neighbors. Earlier today, I was video chatting with an old college buddy of mine up north in Michigan. He and I are both hat men. We both have a large collection of hats, and we were showing them off to one another with the webcam. I had two hats that I was rather proud of. One is a beat-up old straw cowboy hat that was made years ago down in old Mexico. It's been dropped, kicked, and the brim has been run over more than once by an old pickup truck. It's as ugly as a stomped possum, and I never wear it out in public. It does, however, have a place of honor in my collection. You see, it was my grandfather's work hat. I take every opportunity to show it to someone and tell them about my grandpa. A great preacher, teacher, shoe salesman, carpenter, gardener, and a fantastic grandfather. The second hat that I like to show off is a felt-resistant cowboy hat. I think it's about 50 years old, 50 years old at least. It's in almost mint condition. I picked it up several years back at Slade's Mercantile in Lincoln, New Mexico. You know Lincoln, where Billy the Kid killed two lawmen and made his escape? I paid the bragging price of only $10 for that hat. It's a good hat. I think every man ought to have at least one good hat, but he'd do himself a favor if he had several. Cowboy hats to men here are like some shoes are to some women in the big city. That's my opinion, anyway. Well, let's stop talking about these great old hats and get right into some great old music, shall we? You are listening to The Jason Kirkman Show.
It's up to you, because I've done everything I can. I hope that you will say that I'm your loving man. Make up your mind, and do what you're gonna do. Well, you know how I feel, so I'm leaving it up to you. It's all so clear that I would give everything I own to have you near and never leave me all alone. I need your love, so darling, please be fair. Let me know where I stand, and I hope that you say you care. Well, I've laid my cards on the table, and it's oh so plain to see that I'm ready, willing, and able to love you faithfully. It's up to you. No, it's not for me to say. So I'm leaving it up to you.
They were almost a casualty of war. When the United States entered World War II, potato chips were declared a non-essential food that had to halt production immediately. Manufacturers balked at the idea, and protests convinced the War Production Board to back down. Thanks to these potato chip-loving patriots, potato chips sold better during and after the war than they ever had before. You can get potato chips in a variety of familiar flavors and strange flavors too, including Cajun Squirrel. Here's Phil Harris with his song from 1952 called Potato Chips.
Potato chips, potato chips, potato chips, smack my lips when I eat potato chips. Yes, 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 indeed. Potato chips, potato, how I love the crunch when I munch a crunchy bunch. It's all the lunch I need.
P-O-T-A-T-O chips.
Me, oh my, oh me, oh. P-O-T-A-T-O. Even love to spell it, run to where they sell it. Gotta have a snack of, got to get a sack of potato chips.
Potato chips.
Smack my lips when I eat potato chips. Yes, 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 indeed. Potato chips.
That's all I need.
Mother sent me to the store, and what do you think she sent me for? Okra, lentils, nutmeg, split peas, pizzas, noodles, tamales, Swiss cheese,
and the great big pumpernickel bread.
And what do you think that I brought home instead?
Chips.
Love that crunch.
Potato chips.
Love to munch. Potato chips. Smack my lips when I eat potato chip.
Yes, 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 indeed.
Potato chips. So delicious.
Potato chips.
Better than Canisius. Potato, how I love the crunch when I munch a crispy bunch. It's all the lunch I need.
Potato chips. Me, oh my, oh me, oh. P-O-T-A-T-O.
Even love to spell it, run to where they sell it. Gotta have a snack, I've got to get a sack of potato chips. Smack my lips when I eat potato chip.
Yes, 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 indeed.
Potato chips.
That's all I need. P-O-T-A, tato chips. P-O-T-A, smack my lips. Love to munch, love to crunch. P-O-T-A-T-O, potato chips.
Did you know that sometimes the old cowboys referred to their beans as deceitful beans? It was because they talked behind your back.
I know I'm losing you. I feel it all the time. And I know if I lose you, then I'll lose my mind. So lie to me, make me believe everything you say. Just lie, 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 lie. I'd rather have it that way. Nobody told me you were cheating. Oh, it's just a feeling I have. So if I'm right, you got to lie to me. Then I won't feel so bad. Because the truth would only hurt me, and that price is too big to pay. So lie to me, I'd rather have it that way. Now you may think I'm foolish for saying what I've said. But the truth could mean I'd lose you. So tell me a little lie instead. Tell me that you love me, and I'll believe every word you say, even if you lie, 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 lie. I'd rather have it that way.
That was Brooke Benton with Lie to Me. Here's Elvis Presley. I think he's in kind of the same mood. Here he is with Wearing That Loved On Look.
I had to leave town for a little while. You said you'd be good while I'm gone. But the look in your eye that told me you told a lie. I know there's been some carrying on.
A young man, Nick Silvestri, age 19, of Seaford, Long Island, who was seated in the orchestra section of the Broadway comedy Hand to God this last year, left his seat to plug his iPhone into an electrical outlet on the stage set. Actors, patrons, and management went nuts, but Silvestri was allowed to stay, and the show resumed. The set designer, Beowulf Borret, said later he was proud that he had created a stage set so realistic that the electrical outlet, which of course was attached to nothing, looks so authentic. You're listening to The Jason Kirtman Show.
Take away the trees and the birds all have to sit upon the ground. And take away their wings and the birds all have to walk to get around. And take away the bird baths and dirty birds will soon be everywhere. Take away the feathers and the birds will walk around in underwear. Take away their and the birds will have to whisper when they sing.
Chirp, chirp.
And take away their common sense and they'll be headed southward in the spring. Oh, remember me, my darling, when spring is in the air and the bald-headed birds are whispering everywhere. See them walking southward in their dirty underwear, that's Tennessee bird walk.
on the ground. And how about some wings so the birds won't have to walk to get around? And how about a bird bath or two so the birds will all be clean? And how about some feathers so their underwear no longer will be seen? How about a little so the birds won't have to whisper when they sing?
Chirp, chirp.
And how about some common sense so they won't be blocking traffic in the spring? Oh, remember me, my darling, when spring is in the air and the bald-headed birds all whispering everywhere. When you see them walking southward in their dirty underwear, this Tennessee bird walk. This Tennessee bird walk.
Chirp, chirp.
This Tennessee bird walk.
Thank you so much for listening to this edition of the Jason Kirkman Show, and I'd like to thank all of the stations that carry the program. There's 88.9 FM KHII out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico, our anchor station, 97.5 FM out of Alamogordo, New Mexico, our sister station, also our new sister station, KTMN 97.9, pushing a lot of brand new power out of Cloudcroft, New Mexico. Then there's the Leading Edge Radio Network in Dallas, Texas, Oldies Radio 104.3 FM, Cairo, West Virginia, WVPV, West Virginia's proud veterans, proud to be first in Ritchie County, there in Cairo, West Virginia. Also, rememberwhenradio.com out of Columbia, South Carolina, Q-Star Radio out of sunny Florida, there's Hawaiian Pacific Radio out of the beautiful islands, and WYAP 107.7 FM out of Clay, West Virginia. Also, AM 1700 Radio Richmond out of San Francisco, California. Classic Hits 1630 AM, just a little north of me in beautiful Denver, Colorado. Also, W Rock Radio at WLOR.net, located in Boston. DeepOldies.com out of Arizona. And Dark Classics Radio, based in Ohio. And our newest affiliate, WRSG 91.5, serving Middleburn, West Virginia. That's Knights Radio. Thank you all so much for carrying the Jason Kirkman Show. To check out all of the websites of the stations that carry the program, go to my website at jasonkirkman.com. That's C-U-R-T-M-A-N. While you're there, check out the blog and send me an email. Let me know which station you heard the Jason Kirkman Show on.
We have time for our friend the Question Man today, I believe. Is he here with his stack of mail?
Certainly is. Yeah.
Time again for questions to answers that you, the listener, have sent in. Today, the Question Man takes up such interesting subjects as what is sky, what is earth, and what is snow, which is your first question.
Snow is frozen water that is deposited on the earth when the currents meet and collide.
A listener in Quincy writes, I'm planning a trip to the West Coast.
Which direction should I go? It depends on where she's starting from.
Part two of her question says, you schnook, I'm starting from Quincy.
Well, then you should head west, definitely. Because if you head east out of Quincy, you'll get wet.
Part three of the question says, if I head east out of Quincy, will I get wet?
Yes.
Then another listener down in the same area in Wollaston wants to know, I am planning a summer vacation in Florida. Which direction should I go?
Chlorophyll is the green coloring matter.
I believe you skipped one of the questions, Mr. Question Man.
In the springtime, you'll notice that, and then in late fall, too.
Now, this next question is, what is the green material in grass?
Travel west.
You answered that in the first question.
Oh, I'm all confused. Let's see here. Would you repeat that question, please?
Yes.
The first time it's ever happened to me.
What is the green coloring material in grass?
You know, I don't think I know the answer to that.
Oh, no.
This will ruin us.
You mean we...
We're on stations all over the world, you know.
Syndicated is a big thing.
$1 million proposition.
You mean you're stuck with a question you can't answer?
I don't know what makes it green. How did that get in here? I didn't have time. Oh, crazy. Get me off.
Listen again, real soon.
Never again.
Never again.
I'm washed.
For the Question Man, who says now to his many radio...
One and all, you... What are you, dumb? Do you know anything, you people?
That was a little comedy from Bob and Ray. Here's Mr. Ricky Nelson with Don't Leave Me.
Well, I love you, baby, and I understand. I wanna be your lover man, but don't leave me. Ooh, baby, don't leave me. But don't leave me, baby, don't ever say goodbye. Well, you can go to the dance or the picture show, but make doggone sure that's where you go. But don't leave me. Ooh, baby, don't leave me. Oh, don't leave me, baby, don't ever say goodbye. Someday I'll make you mine, just give me a little more time. I'll make our dreams come true. You'll have me and I'll have you. But don't leave me. Ooh, baby, don't leave me. Yeah, baby, don't leave me. Ooh, baby, don't leave me. Well, I love you, baby, and I understand. I wanna be your lover man, but don't leave me. Woo, baby, don't leave me. Well, don't leave me, baby, don't ever say goodbye. Well, you can go to the dance or the picture show, but make doggone sure that's where you go. But don't leave me. No, baby, don't leave me. But don't leave me, baby, don't ever say goodbye. Someday I'll make you mine, just give me a little more time. I'll make our dreams come true. You'll have me and I'll have you. But don't leave me. Oh, baby, don't leave me. Yeah, baby, don't leave me. Woo, baby, don't leave me.
Here's another fun track. It's the Coasters with Searching.
I'm gonna find her. I'm gonna find her.
I'm gonna find her, but I'm like that northwest mountain.
You
It's a fantastic place to drive through. It's even more fun to stop in and visit. You'll have a ball. You'll do it all right here in southern New Mexico. We'd like to fill your view with the beautiful sights of our piece of the country. Come visit us. We'll show you around and offer you some of the best cuisine to satisfy your senses. Check out all we have to offer at alamogordo.com, cloudcroft.com, and newmexico.org. We've got a lot of great coffee shops, too, which brings me to the next song by Mr. Frank Sinatra, The Coffee Song. I'll see you next time right here on this fantastic station.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota, and the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. She smells just like a percolator. Her perfume was made right on the grill. Why, they could percolate the ocean in Brazil. And when their ham and eggs need savor, coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see.
The Jason Kirkman Show is proudly underwritten by today's FullerBrush.com. A long-standing American establishment, Fuller Brush has been providing products for home and industry since 1906. www.todaysfullerbrush.com.